7. Good morning. We need to know this morning. One man was hospitalized earlier this week after he was shot in the head in the parking lot of a Maze Landing restaurant. Police say 18-year-old Christian Ruiz of Pleasantville has been arrested. He faces a number of charges.
Spirit Airlines is adding to its flights in and out of Atlantic City. In August, the airline will be adding nonstop flights to Miami. Last week, Spirit announced an increase in the number of flights it currently flies to 5 other destinations.
Cape May Brewery has been named in a survey as the number one brewery in New Jersey where Dad would like to go on Father's Day.
Nice.
Yep, Dad loves beer.
And your South Jersey weather for today, mostly sunny and more humid, high of 90.
Great mornings with Joe and Jana. It is going to be an extremely hot day with temperatures reaching a high about 90 for this afternoon. We are 1 week away from the start of the Barefoot Country Music Fest happening on the beach in Wildwood. And we are running out of chances for you to win tickets. You know, Barefoot tickets are sold out, at least for the general population. Mm-hmm. General admission and main stage VIP. There is still a few,
Super VIP left. Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, but we've got your passes for you to win, and the chances to win are going away quickly. Best chance to win today. We're going to give away tickets every 20 minutes from 3 to 4 this afternoon. Look for our Cat Country Fun and Game crew at Luke Oil and the Black Horse Pike at English Creek in Egg Harbor Township. That's 3 to 4 this afternoon.
All right.
Tickets every 20 minutes. And then two stops tomorrow, 12:30 to 1:30. Thanks to the New Jersey Lottery, we're going to be at Pantry 1 on Route 47 in Cape May Courthouse. That's 12:30 to 1:30 tomorrow. And then from 3 to 4 tomorrow, Rocky's Liquor Mart, New Jersey Avenue in Wildwood.
All right.
All thanks, Joe and Jana. Randy Houser running out of moonlight. Coming up at 7:20, our Joe and Jana question of the day today. Here it is. Father's Day is on Sunday. What's the one piece of advice you got from your dad that you all remember the most, or that you cherish the most,
aww,
or that you live by the most? Piece of advice from your dad that means the most to you. 609-383-1073. You hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. We're going to talk about it coming up at 7. Cat Country 107.3 mornings with Joe and Jana. Time for your Cat Country joke of the morning. Greg has sent us the joke we're going to use today. Thank you, Greg.
Thanks.
Ladies and gentlemen, from Greg, your Cat Country joke of the morning. Man goes to the doctor complaining about stomach problems. The doctor asks him what he's been eating. The man says, well, I only eat pool balls. Red ones for breakfast, orange and yellow for lunch, blue for afternoon snacks, black and purple for dinner. I see the problem, says the doctor. You're not getting enough greens. It goes like this. What's the best advice your father ever gave you? One piece of advice your father ever gave you. Of course, we have Father's Day coming up on Sunday. What's the one thing your dad told you that you always remember, or that you cherish the most?
Aww.
The one piece of advice. 609-383-1073. You heard the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. Dad's advice coming up at 7. Cat Country 107.3 mornings with Joe and Jana. Time now for your Cat Country dumb story of the morning.
Where are we going?
Berlin, Germany. A man broke into an electronics store and stole several high-end GPS devices, thinking he'd hit the jackpot. But he didn't realize that the devices were display models still connected to the store's tracking system. So to catch the guy, police simply followed the GPS signals directly to his apartment,
yeah,
where they found him. 3107.3, we're Joe and Jana. This might be your best chance to win Barefoot Country Music Fest passes for next week's event. 4 days and nights on the beach in Wildwood. Barefoot Country Music Fest starts next Thursday. Tickets are sold out, but we've got tickets to give away today. Look for our Fun and Games crew from 3 to 4 this afternoon. Luke Oil, Black Horse Pike at English Creek in Egg Harbor Township. They're going to be there for an hour. But every 20 minutes, somebody's going to win tickets.
That's a pretty good shot.
Barefoot Country Music Fest tickets in Egg Harbor Township today. Luke Oil, Black Horse Pike in English Creek,
Jersey.
Good morning. We're Joe and Jana here with what you need to know this morning. One man was hospitalized earlier this week after he was shot in the head in the parking lot of a Maze Landing restaurant. Police say 18-year-old Christian Ruiz of Pleasantville has been arrested. He faces a number of charges.
Spirit Airlines is adding to its flights in and out of Atlantic City. In August, the airline will be adding nonstop flights to Miami. Last week, Spirit announced an increase in the number of flights it currently flies to 5 other destinations.
Cape May Brewery has been named in a survey as the number one brewery in New Jersey where Dad would like to go on Father's Day.
Nice.
Yep, Dad loves beer.
And your South Jersey weather for today, mostly sunny and more humid, high of 90.
It's going to be a hot one today. Temperatures reaching a high in the 80s. Right now, birthday time on Cat Country 107.3.
First, we've got to shout out Chris Young. Singer Chris Young has a birthday today. New decade, too. He's 40. So happy birthday to Chris Young.
Happy birthday, Matt Coleman of Summers Point. Matt is 37 today. Erica Cunha celebrates today. John Steelman of Sea Isle has a birthday. Happy birthday to Andrea Kyer of Pittman. Carly and Alexis Lawson, both celebrating today. Happy birthday, Carly and Alexis. I believe they're each 26.
Nice. Happy birthday.
Paula Heffley of Sweetwater is 33 today. Alyssa Canelli of Egg Harbor Township is 50. Happy birthday to Kelly Hannon of Brigantine. Megan DiCiocchio of Ventnor is 34. TJ Snyder of Galloway is 44 today, or 48 today, excuse me. Happy birthday to Genevieve Herring. Genevieve is 30. Leah Thomas of Wildwood is 39. Betsy Maffa of Williamstown has a birthday.
Happy birthday!
And happy birthday to Karen Katz, who came at Courthouse. Karen Katz is 66.
Woo, Karen!
We miss you. Happy one to you as well. The recipient of our Cat Country Big Birthday shout-out today, Alyssa Canale of Egg Harbor Township. 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jana. Good morning. We have Father's Day coming up on Sunday, so we have a question this morning. What's the best advice you ever received from your dad? Best advice. One piece of advice.
I like that question.
609-383-1073 or hit the call us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app or the message us button, either one. Christine says, don't ever be someone's second choice.
Yes. Oh, I love that advice.
Barbara says, always back into a parking space in case you need to exit quickly.
Oh, that's smart.
Barbara's father, that's of course, was a bank robber.
Hey, at least he was an efficient one.
Victoria from Tuckerton. My dad always said, never let a boy break your heart. Remember, I'll still be at the wedding. He may not.
Oh, that's sweet.
Okay.
Now that I wait, what?
I don't know.
Okay. Now that I think about it.
If dad's at the wedding and the guy's at the wedding, what are we doing?
Are you getting
at the
married?
Wedding?
Right. Yeah. Right.
Here's a good one. Gina from Northfield. Timing is everything. If you're not 15 minutes early, you're late.
That's crazy.
Is that new to you?
No, I would never. I get anxiety if I'm too early and I have to sit somewhere. Nope. It's like very bad. It's so bizarre. I'm such a twisted individual. It's so weird.
Why you're never on time.
Not great.
Allie from Maze Landing. The best advice I've ever gotten from my father was be like a duck. When you run into problems, if you can, just let them roll off your back.
Oh, I was going to say quack till they go away. Quack in somebody's face, guarantee you they'll leave you alone.
Kathy's from Summers Point. Go ahead, Kathy.
Whenever we tried telling little white lies as kids, she goes, you know, lying's the same as...
Country 107.3, we're Joe and Jana. Good morning. Father's Day coming up on Sunday. By the way, KMA Brewery, the number one brewery in New Jersey, according to dads, where they want to go on Sunday. There you go. More details at catcountry1073.com and the Cat Country 107.3 app.
It's a pro tip for you.
But we're looking for your father's best advice to you. Best advice you ever got from your dad. 609-383-1073. Hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. Kelly from Lake Harbor. My father told me, as per extended family, you have to love them, but you don't have to like them.
Hey, correct.
From somebody from Woodbine. I don't know the name here. One thing I cherished that my dad taught me was how to hold the flashlight for him when he worked on something. There it is.
Okay.
That's it.
That's one.
Donna's on the phone. She's from Northfield. Go ahead, Donna.
Yes, I have some advice that my dad gave me.
What is that advice?
He said, don't let a guy treat you less than. You deserve more.
Oh, I love that. And he's absolutely right.
Have you followed that advice? Our Joe and John, a question of the day today. What's the best advice you ever got from your father? 609-383-1073. You hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. We have one here on our app from Kathy in Hamilton. My dad passed away 36 years ago.
Oh.
His advice to me was live each day as quality time, as life is short, and you only get one chance to make yourself happy.
That's so sweet. That's so sweet. I love that.
I was trying to think my best advice from my father, and he gave me a lot of different advice on different things, but this is the one that kind of sticks out. Even though it might not be the biggest piece of advice, it's something I always remember. Mm-hmm. So you can't be responsible for what other people do. You can't be responsible for other people being happy or not.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be responsible if somebody does something or doesn't do something.
Mm-hmm.
You can ask and you can try to persuade, But you can't make people do things, if that makes any sense.
No, correct.
I can't be responsible for what Jana does all day.
Right.
I can't be responsible if Jana's happy.
Right. At the end of the day, it's your own decision.
Brown and same boat. Cat Country Morning Trivia is on the air. Phone number is 609-383-1073, or you can hit the Call Us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. The Call Us button, because you have to talk to us to win. Prize and trivia, 2 tickets to see Dierks Bentley. Dierks Bentley at Freedom Mortgage Pavilion in Camden, August 7th. Tickets on sale now at LiveNation.com. So 2 Dierks Bentley tickets are yours. You're the first person who can correctly answer this question. The first one of these opened up in Camden over 90 years ago. Today, there are about 600 of these in the United States.
Nice.
What am I talking about? The first one opened in Camden over 90 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Today, there are over 600 in the U.S. of A.
Am I allowed to guess?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. I'm going to guess. Started in Camden, I'm going to say ferry to take you from Camden to Philadelphia. Am I right? I win.
Of course not.
We move on.
609-383-1073. The first one opened over 90 years ago in Camden. Today, they're over 6th Century 107.3. Mornings with Joe and Jana. Morning Trivia is on the air at stake. We've got 2 tickets to see Dierks Bentley. It's going to be a Freedom Mortgage Pavilion in Camden, August 7th. Tickets on sale at LiveNation.com. Our morning trivia question mentions Camden. The first one of these opened up in Camden over 90 years ago. Today, there are over 600 in the U.S. You said ferry services.
Yes.
That's not correct.
Darn.
Let's go to the phones. Hi, Cat Country.
Hi.
Hi. What is your answer?
It's Wawa.
No, that's not it. Thank you.
Oh, that's a great guess, though.
It's a terrible guess.
I think that there are over 600 Wawas.
Yeah,
so that's just not the answer we're looking for.
1,000, and they didn't start in Camden.
Oh, no, they didn't.
Ago.
They started in
PA.
So
other than that, it's a great answer.
That's true. Stop being mean.
Hi, Cat Country.
Hi, is it a drive-in?
Drive-in movie theater. That's right, you're a winner.
All right.
What's your name?
Joe.
Joe, when was the last time you were at a drive-in movie theater?
Long time ago.
Me too.
It's okay. That's okay.
Joe, we've got 2 tickets to see Dierks Bentley for you. Congratulations.
Thank you. That's awesome.
Drive-in movie theater. I had no idea there were still 600 still in existence. I think there's only one or two in New Jersey, including one in...
The Delsey Drive-In in Vineland.
There you go. Have you ever been to a drive-in movie theater?
Yes.
The Delsey Drive-In in Vineland?
That's the only one I've literally ever been to in my life. Yes.
When was the last time you were there?
They had a bunch of events, like, during the pandemic where you, like,
That's not what I asked. They said, when was the last time you were there?
I don't remember the exact year, 2020 or 2021, one of those two.
Not
super long ago.
Last time I was in a drive-in movie theater, July of 1986.
I'm sorry. How do you remember that exactly, and do I want to know?
I remember the girl I went with. 3 Mornings with Joe and Jana. Old Dominion Hotel Key.
Appropriate.
Why is it appropriate?
Given your answer about drive-in movies.
It's nothing to do with hotel. Keys.
It's gross is what your answer was.
Why? Because I remember when I went to the last time I went to a drive-in movie theater.
Yes.
Because I remember the girl I went with.
Yes.
July of 1986.
Listen, if you remember it so clearly.
Yes.
And her so clearly and the whole night and all the things. What movie was it?
I don't know.
Exactly.
Her name was Deb. She didn't like to be called Debbie, which I didn't like. So that was probably the last time we went.
You don't like to be called Joey. I'm just cute. I'm just
there
goofing.
Are three I'm people decent. In this world who are allowed to call me Joey. No, 5 or 6.
I would never
you're not
even
one of them.
Think
you're not
to
one
call
of them.
You. I wouldn't want to. It's weird.
July 1986. I'll have to try to figure out what that movie was.
That's gross, right? Joseph.
Stop saying gross.
Mm-hmm.
You're making conclusions. You're jumping to conclusions.
I'm jumping.
You're assuming
I'm jumping
things.
So far. Yes.
July of 1986. Last time I was in a drive-in.
Mm-hmm.
Cat Country, 107.3. Joe and Jana, we are 1 week away from the start of the Barefoot Country Music Fest. It starts next Thursday on the beach in Wildwood with Jelly Roll, Lainey Wilson, Rascal Flatts, Jason Aldean, and dozens more all performing. Tickets to Barefoot are sold out. But we have tickets for you to win today. Matter of fact, there's only a few more days for you to win tickets. One stop today, 3 to 4 this afternoon. Look for our Cat Country and Fun and Games crew. They're going to be at Luke Oil on the Black Horse Pike in Egg Harbor Township. They'll have barefoot tickets thanks to the New Jersey Lottery to give away every 20 minutes. So again, that's 3 to 4 today. Luke Oil, Black Horse Pike at English Creek in Egg Harbor Township. Our Cat Country Fun and Games
.com.
Good morning. We're three things you need to know this morning. One man was hospitalized earlier this week after he was shot in the head in the parking lot of a Maze Landing restaurant. Police say 18-year-old Christian Ruiz of Pleasantville has been arrested. He faces a number of charges.
Spirit Airlines is adding to its flights in and out of Atlantic City. In August, the airline will be adding nonstop flights to Miami. Last week, Spirit announced an increase in the number of flights it currently flies to five other destinations.
Cape May Brewery has been named in a survey as the number one brewery in New Jersey where Dad would like to go on Father's Day.
Nice.
Yep, Dad loves beer.
And your South Jersey weather for today, mostly sunny and more humid, high of 90.
Cat Country 107.3, mornings with Joe and Jonna. Time now for my favorite tweets from the last 24 hours.
All right, here we go.
There are five of them. Number one, being a baby is crazy because, like, you're 33% head. Yeah. Number two, my relationship backwards is a sweet story about a woman who once knew what she wanted for dinner.
Yeah.
Number three, you know what they say, a glass of wine cures all ills or lift all boats or something like that.
Something.
Number four, I miss whatever age I was when I thought $5 was a lot of money.
Yeah.
We're Joe and Jonna. These are my favorite tweets. Number five, my boyfriend and I have such a great relationship because we never go to bed hungry. Wait, there's one more, a bonus tweet. Number six, here we go. My ancestors didn't wear sunscreen because they had an ozone layer, babe.
Oh, there you go.
Country 107.3, mornings with Joe and Jonna coming up at 8:20. That means we have a wonderful chance for you to win a fabulous trip to see Morgan Wallen this summer. It's Morgan Wallen in Cleveland with Miranda Lambert and Ella Langley as the big winner.
Nice lineup.
We'll hook you and your buddy up with airfare, hotel, $500 in spending cash, and two tickets to see Morgan Wallen, Miranda Lambert, and Ella Langley in Cleveland. To win, what you need to do is listen five times today and every workday. 8:20 and 10:20 in the morning, 1:20 and 4:20 in the afternoon, 7:20 in the evening. Just about each of those five times, we're going to give you a code. When you get a code, you're going to go to the Cat Country 107.3 app. If you don't have the app, download it. It's free. It's called Cat Country 107.3. You open up the app, there's a button that says Morgan Wallen. Click on that and type in your code, and you're on your way there. Here's your first code of the day. Your 8:20 a.m. code is 845.
845. That's the code that you need right now. 845. Go to the Cat Country 107.3 app. It's that Morgan Wallen button right there in the center. That's the one you're going to press. And you're going to type in 845. Then you're going to wait for Jess to give you your next code. That's coming up at 10:20. 845 right now is the one you need. 845.
Oh, we have...